With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He is not backing down. President Trump says tariffs on Canada and Mexico will start next Tuesday.
After some confusion about when tariffs may be imposed, the president says they are on track for next week. He writes on social media that the U.S. will also double the 10% universal tariff charged on imports from China. The president's illicit drugs, such as fentanyl, are being smuggled into the United States at unacceptable levels. The auto sector especially is bracing for the potential economic fallout. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Ukraine tops the agenda as the British Prime Minister visits Washington for today's talks with President Trump.
Keir Starmer's told lawmakers Kyiv must be at the table for any negotiations.
This is about the sovereignty of Ukraine and their ability to decide for themselves the future of their country.
He adds that the UK is ready to play a role in providing security guarantees to Ukraine, but reiterates the plan would require US backing.
That's why my message to President Trump is that the relationship between our two countries needs to go from strength to strength.
Britain's leader echoed earlier prime ministers in emphasizing the special relationship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel has released more than 600 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the bodies of four hostages who had been held by Hamas in Gaza. Phase one of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal now complete. Also at SRNNews.com, Attorney General Bondi says today the Justice Department probably will release files on the late convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Bondi spoke with Fox News. Foul play not suspected, according to authorities, in the death of legendary actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog. Their bodies found in their New Mexico home during a welfare check. Wall Street, the Dow up 292 points. SRN News. A victory for pro-life advocates in Illinois.
Lawmakers in Carbondale have repealed a buffer zone law that barred pro-life protests within 100 feet of any abortion clinic. A lawsuit against the zones had made its way all the way to the Supreme Court, and it appeared that city officials were afraid they might lose, which might have cost a lot of money in attorneys' fees and damages. In the end, the High Court did not take up the case, but the Carbondale buffer zone law is no more, and pro-lifers are celebrating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump continues to reshape the Kennedy Center, the prestigious theater in Washington, D.C., that draws much of its support from federal tax dollars. Mr. Trump has removed some Kennedy Center board members, replacing them with people such as country music icon Lee Greenwood and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. The president had expressed dissatisfaction with some of the events being put on at the center, including drag shows. Critics say a taxpayer-funded institution should not be promoting transgenderism. SRN News. Pet nappers are on the loose in Denver.
Thieves nabbed a pair of high-priced bulldogs from a pet store after one of them allegedly faked a seizure to distract employees while an accomplice grabbed the puppies from a pen and ran out. The theft, captured on surveillance video, happened Sunday in suburban Denver. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office says three men walked into the store a few minutes apart and asked questions about the puppies, which sell for $4,299 each. Authorities say after one faked a seizure, another grabbed two puppies and ran out with a third accomplice to a getaway car. A woman who later bought one of the puppies from a street vendor returned it to the store. Keith Peters reporting.
Iowa lawmakers gearing up for a vote on a bill that would remove protections based on so-called gender identity from the state civil rights code. First introduced last week, it raced through the legislative process. More details, SRNNews.com.